be here tonight, and I know y'all would probably rather hear Brother Joe preach tonight than me, but you pray for us that we would do and say what the Lord's laid on our heart tonight, that He would help us, and had two or three different ways to go tonight, but this is where I feel like we need to go tonight. Probably not the most popular type of message tonight to preach, but we all have troubles in this walks of life, and we'll face heartaches and hardships.
Come on, brother.
And we've all been through some Job times in our life, I'm sure, and probably going through some right now, more than likely. So you take your Bible tonight, the Job chapter number 1, and I'd say most of the folks here know who Job is in the Bible if you've been saved for some time. Take the word to Job chapter 1. We'll just read the latter part of chapter 1. And we'll probably go back into the chapter a little bit just for sake of time tonight. And so you find your place in Job chapter number 1. And let's read there verse 20, 21, and 22. And then we won't hold you too long tonight. We'll just have a thought that God be your helper tonight. Verse 20, then Job rose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped and said, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. You can be seated. Now, Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, for your reading of your word. We thank you tonight, Father, for allowing us to be in this place. God, we realize that sometimes in the past year, Father, we couldn't gather in this manner. We couldn't gather, Father, together, Father, and we thank you for keeping us safe. Oh, for those that are not here tonight, I'd love to be here. Those that are sick, we pray. God, in this time, we ask you, Father, that you would help us, God, to expound on the Word of God. Lord, nothing that I've done, nor nothing that I can do without you, Father, tonight, to get me out of the way. God, I pray that you'd bind Satan for a while, Father. You'd bind his ways, and for what he's trying to do here tonight, I pray. God, you'd help us just for a little while, I pray. God, we can preach thy word, we pray. In your name we ask you, amen, amen. We find here that Job was you find in the first part of chapter 1 that the Bible says in verse 1, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And we find that Job was a faithful man to God. And let me say, when we do go through things in our life, we have to be, Brother Jesse, we're going to have to be faithful to God through the hard times. And Job maybe not knew, at this point, Job didn't know what was coming down the road. But let me give you some good news. When we're fixing to face trouble, God knows what lies ahead of us. God knows exactly what's on the morrow. God knows what's going to happen. Maybe Job was just living his life, and he had ten children, and he had 7,000 sheep. He had 3,000 camels. He had 500 yoke oxen. He had 500 she asses. And the Bible said that this man was the greatest of all men of the East. Now, we find materialistic things. We find that Job was a great man. But in verse 1, we find that Job was, he skewed evil, and he feared God and eschewed evil. And so maybe through the world, when folks look at us, we think that being successful in this life, Brother Perry, is to have material things, to have a nice house, and to have nice clothes, and to have a brand new car. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm saying to be successful in this life, to me, that I'd be, if I follow my focus on Brother Joe, just to have material things in this life, I wouldn't have much hope. But I'm glad there's a better place that's coming. Yes. He may take all those things away from me down there. And we've all suffered loss here tonight. We've all suffered some loss that we can't even, maybe no one knows about. But I'm saying God is still faithful to Job. God was still faithful when Job, even when he had a lot of things, God, that Job still feared the Lord. When he lost everything, he still feared and loved the Lord and served the Lord. What's happened today sometimes when tragedy strikes, they just They just leave and let the Lord and forget about the Lord. And I've seen it. And Brother Joe said this one. I've seen a lot of folks, Brother JC, been in church all their life, and some tragedy happens, and they just quit. And they stay home. They let the devil win. They let the devil win the battle. They just said, we quit. We're not going back but I'm glad those saints of God, Brother JC, that serve some tragedy, service in us, but you still find themselves faithful to the house of God, yeah, and you still find them faithful to the ways of God and to the wills of God. You still find them faithful. Why? Because there's something on the inside that he knows. They know in their heart, yeah, and their mind. He's the one that's protecting, yeah, and leading them and watching over, yeah, them.
That's right, brother. Come on.
Here's Job. He had 10 kids. And I say that tonight, I'm thankful I don't have 10 kids. I got 2 teenage boys, and that's enough for me. I promise you that. And they look like good kids. They are good kids. They wasn't no more got in the car after church this one. They was fighting. Like, I mean, I thought we was going to have to pull over and just let them get out and just fight it out. I don't know I could deal with 10 kids, you know. I just don't know. But he had plenty. He was plentiful. It just seemed like if maybe through today, if you thought of it in today's eyes, it just seemed like Job had it all. Job really had it going on. He was maybe when folks looked at Job and walked by his place, maybe they said, oh man, Job's got it all. Go. Oh, I'm envious of what Job's got. But here it was, this, and he goes on and talks about how that Satan came to the Lord. And the Lord said, have you considered my servant Job? He said, I'm looking for just in paraphrasing Brother Job, is that Satan said, I'm looking for somebody that I can test.
Yeah.
And he said, and the Lord said, you can take everything Job's got, he won't deny me, he won't curse me, he'll still be faithful to me. You can take everything he's got. He said, but you can't touch Job. You can take everything he's got. You can lose it all, and you can take everything he's got, but he's still going to be faithful to me.
Amen.
And I will say tonight, I'm thankful for folks that go to this church that still been faithful to God, even though they've lost,
yeah,
a lot. They've lost loved ones. They've lost spouses. They've lost, Brother Ed's lost a child, and I told him at work today. I said, now I've lost a mom and a daddy, but I tell you this, I've never, if I lost a kid, it'd be something you'd have to, I'd really have to trust in the Lord. But it'd be hard to lose a child, is what I'm saying.
Yes,
the only one that can help us through that in those times is God Almighty. That's the only one that'll stay faithful to us. And I know tonight that Job was a perfect. The Bible said he was perfect and upright and feared God. And the verse 7, the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, walking from up and down. And the Lord said unto Satan, verse 8, hast thou considered my servant Job? There is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. Then Satan answered and said, Lord, and said, doeth Job fear God for naught? Verse 10, hast thou not made a hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Well, I tell you what, the Lord's blessed us for a long time. And I believe sometimes we forget the fact that God has blessed this country that we live in. I'm not a political man. It just seems like it's getting worse, and we're forgetting just national government wise. We're forgetting what this nation was founded on. We're forgetting about how God has blessed this nation, what it was founded on. And one day there'll be judgment to pay for us refusing and us rejecting and forgetting about the promises and the goodness of God. Now we've got it good. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to. I'm not trying to preach against that we don't have it good in America, because there's folks trying to get in America that know, because they know it's so good here.
Yeah.
God's been good to this country. God's been, when you get down, we can say God's been good to this country. We can say God's been good to this state. We can also get down to a personal place, Brother Jones, and say God's been good to us.
Yeah.
God's blessed us. Brother Perry, I ain't never missed a meal. And I was talking to Carter the other night, and he was saying, oh, my day was bad, and I'm having this. I said, well, son, you've never missed a meal. And he said, you've got new shoes on, you've got new clothes on. And I said, you ain't never had to walk nowhere, you ain't never had to worry about nothing. I'm saying God has been good to us.
Right.
God's been good to us.
True,
yes, God. What happens though when maybe Joe we lost our job, or maybe we lost, and I know Brother Joe knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What happens? I know sometimes, Brother Joe, the flesh rises up in us, and we get upset, and we don't know what to do, and we question God. Well, why did this happen? Why does this happen? I'm saying that we ought to still try our best to fear God and eschew evil and still be faithful to God. I know that's hard to do. I know it is. I'm preaching to myself tonight, but we ought to try to be faithful to Him even through hard times.
Amen. That's right, preacher. Come on.
The Bible said here, there was a day in verse 13 when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in the elder's brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them, and the Sabians fell upon them and took them away. Yet they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I am only escaped alone to tell thee. Now that may not, and I know there's, I don't know about farming. I really don't. I know I can grow some tomatoes, I can grow this, but what this means, this man lost his life, so he lost his livelihood.
Yeah.
He lost, Brother Joe, what was bringing in, what was paying the bills, Brother Joe. He lost his oxen, he lost his sheep, he lost all this all at one time. He lost it all. He'd be like Philip Stewart. He's a big farmer in Jackson County. It'd be like him losing all his corn fields, all his cotton fields, all his cattle, all things he's got all at one time. Now, Philip has a lot of land that he farms. He's got a whole lot of land that he farms. And, Brother Joe, I can't imagine the tragedy that would happen if he lost everything at one time. If they walked in and fired me tomorrow and I lost my job, I don't know what else I could do. I've been doing a lot of work for 20 years. I don't know what else I could do to make a living. It would be a tragedy. That's what happened to Job. He said, you've lost your life. You've lost the way that you make a living.
Yep.
And I know folks that's happened to them. They was faithful to God's house. They was faithful. And that happened to them. And they just left. And they forgot about God. They hadn't remembered the time, Brother J.C., that God's been good to them.
Oh, yeah.
All throughout these years. I promise you this: when I had kids, and Alex was young, and boy, I tell you, it took some trust in God for us to make it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about. I mean, Brother Perry. I mean, I really had to get down on my face and say, God, I don't know how we're gonna do it, but we depend on you. And Brother JC, I'd get down on my face and say, God, I don't know how to do it. I don't know what to do. This bill's due, and we gotta go get formula, and we got to do something. God, you're gonna have to come through. And that somebody, Brother Joe, there'd be a check come in the mail.
Yeah.
Or there'd be somebody knock on our door, and they'd leave something on the porch for us. They'd leave groceries.
Yeah.
I'm saying why? Because I trusted that God would make a way for me. I know you've done the same thing. The word we went to that word, we got a long way from that. We went away from that, Brother Joe. We don't depend on God like we used to.
Amen.
In hard times. But here's Job, he lost his livestock. Said fire fell. In verse 16, and burned up the sheep, the servants, and consumed them, and only have escaped to tell you. And yet while he was speaking in verse 17, there came another. The Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only escaped to tell thee. Verse 18, while yet was speaking, there came also another, and perfect some sons and daughters, and were eating and drinking in their eldest brother's house. And there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote four corners to the house, and it fell upon the young men. They were all dead. And I am only escaped to tell thee. He lost his livelihood, and he lost those, Brother Joe, that he gave life into this world, that he brought into this world. Well, Job was happening. We say this. Well, how's your week going? Oh, I tell you, it's just been terrible. I tell you, I bet you in your life you ain't never had a Job week or a Job couple of days, Job like this in the Bible. It all happened in one day. It was all just, well, how was your day? Oh, I guess it was okay. I'm saying you've never had a day like Job had in this Bible. I mean, still, God's blessed us and blessed us and blessed us. But we still say, well, we don't know what to do. We don't know. We don't have to wait on Him to tell us to thank Him. We don't have to wait on Him for us to lift our hands and thank Him and worship Him, because He's already done enough for us. We should be thanking Him every time that we walk in the house of God.
Amen.
He lost his cattle, he lost his ox, he lost everything he had all within one day. But verse 20, then Job arose. He didn't go down there, Brother Perry, and he didn't go down there and mollygub and say, well, I don't know where I'm going now. I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't know what to do, I don't know. And rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down in worship upon the ground, fell on the ground and worship.
Amen.
When tragedy comes, the best thing to do, I found, Brother Joe, and I probably wouldn't do this as a young Christian, but I found that when tragedy strikes, the best thing to do is fall down on the ground and begin to worship Him. Amen.
Amen.
It ain't that God was all that he had. It was that God, that's all that Job needed at the time. That's all that we ever do is we need Him. God ain't the last resort. He still worshiped God and thanked God when he had some things. But what really matters with prayer, when He takes it all away, can we still get on the ground and worship Him in truth and in spirit?
Amen.
Now, I don't like preaching this, but it's the truth tonight. I promise you this: if I lost my kids, y'all had to come find me somewhere and pray for me. Yeah. I promise you that it'd be hard. I ain't saying I can just fall on my face like Job did, but I'm not trying to say I'm perfect and upright like Job is. I'm saying it'd take me some prayer and some worshiping and getting close and getting off to God with God somewhere and say, Lord, I just ask you to help me through this. I lost my dad at 19. And I remember showing up there, and I was working over at Lowe's here. And they kept paging me over the intercom. Brian Glenn called something. And I thought, and all the time, them boys play jokes on you. They'd get on an intercom, they'd play jokes. I'd say, oh, that ain't nothing. And then when they paged me that third or fourth time, and I saw my cousin standing in the factory, that he wasn't even supposed to be in there. He said, come on, we got to go to the hospital. And I said, well, I'll drive. He said, no, you ain't driving. We get up there, and the emergency room is full of people. And I get in, and I see my dad laying there. And I found myself, Brother Joe, out there in the back somewhere, in the outside. And said, I don't understand what you did. I said, I don't understand why. I said, well, I'm just going to leave it in your hands. Yeah. I said, I know that my mom's hurting. I know that she is. I was just a young Christian at the time. Young preacher. I mean, I'm still not much, but I was green as a gourd. I mean, I didn't know. I mean, he was the one I went to and said, well, Daddy, how can I do this and what can I do? But God was trying to teach me that I couldn't so much depend on Daddy, but I needed to depend on the Father. Amen. That's what I learned out of my dad's death, Brother Joseph, that God helped me to grow into a place where I could depend on Him. That's what I'm saying is, well, that hurt me. It still affects me still because at 19, that's just a... But what I realized, Brother J.C., that's folks that never did have a dad. Brother Joe, I had a good dad for 19 years. I mean, I had him for 19 years. He was just full of life and full of energy and went everywhere and went all over the world. What I'm saying, God was good to me to give me 19 years. That's people that go to Alex's school that his friends don't even know who their dad is. So I'm thankful tonight for the dad that I had. Lost my mom when I was 36. And that was hard. She lived three houses up from me. I'd go by there every day, just about. Or in the summertime, she'd come out there and she'd walk that biscuit out there to me and she'd hand it to me and I'd go to work. She'd be there. What I didn't know at the time, that's some work went behind that, just her. And I took that for granted sometimes. What I'm saying, when tragedy strikes, it does come. We all know in here tonight that that day, it does come. But we have to be like Job. And rise up. And fall on our face. When Job arose, that means he got up and made some action toward a way of worship. He put some effort, Brother Joe, into worship. And he prepared himself and he worshiped. And he said this, and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked I shall return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
There's one thing about it tonight. Those are two bad things that happened in my life that some of you know that's lost a parent. Brother Perry, I know that, and Brother Lance, I know losing a dad is hard. Now others, they've lost spouses, but I'm saying this, the fact that I hold on to tonight is that I can see them. I'm like David a lot of times, Brother Jason. David said, I can't bring that little infant that died, I can't bring him back.
Nope.
He said, but David said, I can go where they're at. And that's what helps me when I worship the Lord. I thank you for parents that brought me to church, that took me to church no matter what, and got me on to preach the word of God. And I was saved. And I thank God that I can see them again. That helps me to worship because He's so good, because He's made a way out of this world of sin unto a perfect place that's waiting on me on the other side.
Amen.
That's what helps us tonight. Folks that, like Brother Wendell, I tell you, I miss Brother Wendell. I do. I miss him a lot. But I tell you this, I just don't think it's going to be that much longer until we get to see him again.
Amen.
That's the fact. That's what I'm holding on to tonight. And there's other folks in this church that's passed away. There's folks that's left. There's folks that ain't here. But I'm telling you, they're waiting on us to get there. If we could see what they're seeing, if we could experience what they're seeing, it would help us to worship God more, because we know that they've went on, Brother Perry, and we're going to where they're going.
Yeah, man.
Job said, he said, naked I came into this world. He said, and what Job was saying, he said, I may leave with nothing. He said, I may leave with no clothes on my back and no hair on my head. He said, I come in here naked. I may leave naked. He said, but bless me the Lord. Bless me the name of the Lord. Give it the Lord. Take it away. But bless be the name of the Lord tonight.
Yeah, man.
The Lord gave His life. He gave His life for mine tonight. And what we should be saying in prayer is, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Sure.
My sister called me on the way to church tonight in tears. Won't go into detail, but she's facing some family things. The only thing I could tell her, Brother Joe, you just got to have to trust in the Lord.
That's it.
And that's, Brother Joe, there's a part of me that rises up in anger. Rise up in, there's the flesh wants to rise up, but Brother Wayne, I just have to tell you, you got to trust in the Lord. I said, you're going to have to rise up, and you're going to have to, and I knew I was already preaching this before I got here, is what I'm saying. So the point I'm trying to make, we don't never know that phone call we're going to get. We don't never know if somebody might call us, Richard, they see, needs to talk to us, and the thing that we can tell them, we might can tell them words of comfort, we might can tell them this, but the best thing to do is tell them to find a place in the Word of God, to find encouragement in His Word.
Amen.
You got a problem, you can find it in here.
Amen.
I don't know what I'm going to do. You'll get on your face and worship Him. And Brother Joe, study is a way of worship, and prayer is a way of worship. We think worship is running out of the church and shouting, but I'm saying prayer, and prayer and supplication and fasting is a way of worshiping Him.
Amen.
So here's Job. He'll go over in the next chapter, and his wife told him to cuss God. Why don't you just cuss God and die? His friends didn't even recognize him. They sat with him 7 days, it says, and they didn't even say a word to one another. Just in paraphrase, they said, well, Job, you lost your mind. You don't know what you're doing. But I'm saying this, I may lose it all tonight. I may go into work tomorrow, and they may say, here's your pink slip, you're done. And I may lose my house, and I may lose everything I've got, but I tell you this tonight, we want to find us a place to say thank you, thank God for your being faithful to me.
Amen.
We might, Brother Perry, they may come in and take everything I've got. The mortgage company may show up and say, hey, You laid on you ain't gonna be able to pay your bills. I said, well, you just have to take it. But I tell you what, they may take our freedom, they may take everything they got in this country, Brother Joe. That's one thing they can't take. They can't take away what's in my heart. Amen. Brother Jesse, they can't take what's down in my heart. They can change laws and rules, and they can pass this law and change this law. But I tell you, they can't change the fact that what's been written in my heart. They can't change what's going on in heaven for what he done for me. They can't change the fact that I'm still going to bless him no matter what. Amen.
Right.
What I'm saying to you tonight, that God was faithful to Job, he'll be just as faithful to you tonight in hard times. Y'all see that white truck? I mean, it's probably going to go for sale. Gas keeps going up. It's going to be for sale. And I've got a pretty decent job. But I tell you this, I can't pay $5 a gallon for gas and drive that thing. May have to get me a bicycle. Y'all seen pictures of that boat I got? It's probably going to be for sale too. I'm talking about plywood has went up in like it's 300. It's $100 a sheet. Plywood to build houses. And people don't even know understand why. Well, I'm saying there's hard times going to come is what I'm saying. There's some harder times down the road, but we got to still trust in him. Amen.
Amen.
I just got to find me somebody that's got some canned goods stored up somewhere, I guess, because I'm going to have to go and live with them. But what I'm saying, God is still, if he cut our blessings off right now, Brother Joe, if he put a stop to our blessings right now, we still have to stand and say, God's been good to me.
Amen.
Here's a pet peeve of mine. I'd go to church somewhere, and over the years I've been to a lot of church. And folks stand up and say, "Well, I'm just I almost didn't come, but I tell you, my back's hurting and this is hurting, and I'm thankful. I guess I'm glad to be here." God ain't want to hear. Ain't nobody want to hear that. If you're going to stand up in God's house, stand up and tell what God's done for you, and tell somebody how good God is, and tell them that you're thankful that God saved you from a devil's hell and changed your life. Tell something good about God, amen. There's enough bad news going around, enough for the whole world to go around, but if you're going to stand up in God's house, tell something good about what he's done, amen.
Amen.
And Job told him, his wife, he said, "You talk like a foolish woman."
Yeah.
He said, "Woman," he said, I'm still going to trust in you."
Amen.
I've seen folks went through a lot more than what I went through. They still remained faithful to God.
Yeah.
Brother Doyle, last Sunday night, he blessed my heart standing here and preach. Lost his wife 3 years ago, still living for God. Still being faithful to him.
Yeah.
And there's many others I can name. I think about Brother Mike. He's seemed like he's been through a lot, Sister Linda, with his kids. But God's kind of blessing his family because of his faithfulness. They seen some results of his faithfulness. God's a rewarder of those that what diligently seek him. And the Bible says it is impossible to please God with what? Without faith. He is a rewarder of those that diligently. He's rewarded us enough already in our life. He's blessed us enough tonight that we should be shouting the house in for the goodness.
Amen.
You go home in your fridge, I guarantee you got something to drink. You probably got something to eat. You got something.
Right.
There's folks in this county that can't go and open up their fridge and look in there. They don't have what you got. We should be thankful.
Amen.
That lady I went out there and spoke maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and she started this program, this backpack program for kids that don't have food at home. She started this backpack buddy thing. I said, "What's all these snacks? Is this for kids?" She said, "No, I've started this because there's folks in this county, in this school system, that don't have stuff to eat." God's been good to us. God's been really good to us. I'm talking about last year we couldn't even gather like this. But we was having to have church outside. We was having to do this, do that. We've still, and God's blessing, God's made a way for us to still together in his house. We'll be thankful for that tonight.
Amen.
What I'm saying is, when a bad day comes, just say, Lord, I thank you. That he's still in control tonight. Boy, it seems like in Washington, they think they got control. It seems like in our state government or national government, it just seems like, Brother Wayne, just everything's all in a mess. But I tell you this, God ain't wringing his hands tonight.
Nope.
I'm telling you, Brother Joe, he ain't up there on the throne. He ain't up there and wondering what's going to happen. He knows he's still in control. And we've got the victory over death, hell, and the grave. The sting has been removed from us. The grave and death has been taken away from us. We're winners no matter what. Tonight we have the victory through Jesus Christ himself. Nothing that we've done. I'm saying this tonight. I saw a thing where some sinner from Georgia said we could save ourselves if we just trust in our own self. I'm telling you, the Bible is totally against that. It's not of ourselves that any man should boast, but it's the work of Jesus Christ through faith tonight in Ephesians, that it's all about him. We should thank him for what he's done for us. Amen. If you've been saved for some time, there'll be some Job days. There'll be some Job. When I got saved, I didn't get a memo saying, well, that's all your trouble is going to be over because you got saved. I just learned, Brother Joe, throughout the years, he'd be with me.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah.
Even to the end. You can read on about Job a little bit, but I'll tell you what, he said, I'm still going to trust God. And in the end of the story, Brother Joe, the Bible said that, if I ain't mistaken, he rewarded Job, or blessed Job, tenfold. Why? Because he was stayed faithful to God. Now, we're living in the grace time. And that's the good time to be living in. We ought to be thankful that we can even come pray. Brother Joe, we can even come to this altar. Or we can feel the Holy Ghost, Brother J.C., living inside of us. Job didn't have that. Abraham didn't have that. Isaac didn't have that. Moses didn't have that. But Joe, we'll be thankful tonight.
Amen.
That he lives in us. And he directs our paths.
Amen.
There's things that there, and I in my life, have I ever questioned God? You better believe I have. God, why did this happen? God, why did this happen? But I found out that God has a reason and a purpose for everything that he does. That's hard to understand. When folks at work ask you, well, why does he take little babies? And sometimes, Brother J.C., I just say, I really don't know that. But I say, but God knows all about it. This boy at work, he's trying to, him and his wife, she's done lost two babies, and he come to me and was talking to me. I said, I don't understand why. I said, I can't tell you why. I said, but maybe God knows. All I can tell you is God knows down the road.
Yeah.
God knows what that child may go through. God may be saving your heart now for something that's down.
Oh, yeah.
Down the road that it may face. There's one thing about it, no matter what you go through, God knows.
Yeah.
If you've been saved by his grace and you lose a loved one, you lose a child, or you lose your job, or lose whatever it is, Brother Wayne, God knows what he's doing. And help us tonight to be like Job in chapter 1. So just rise up and just prepare ourselves to worship him. You'll help. I tell you what, if you go through something, you want to be an effective Christian, Brother JC. I've seen this happen many times. It's easy to worship God and praise him when things are going good. But you want to be effective to your family, your coworkers. You keep on being faithful to God when you have tragedy come. You'll be more effective at that time in your life than you ever could imagine. Ever could imagine. I see folks who used to call my mom. And she'd help, and she would never tell you this probably. They'd be folks, she'd say, well, so-and-so called me, and I got to talk to them about what it is to lose a spouse. So they'd call me, and I got to talk to them because I had cancer, and I've talked to them. God knows what he's doing. God's preparing us. When we go through things, God's preparing us maybe to help somebody else what they may go through.
Amen.
And folks are looking at us to see how we react to what happened. There's going to be things happen, but it's our reaction to what happens. It's our faithfulness that takes place
right
when tragedy comes. And we see Job, even his own family disowned him. His whole family disowned him. Which I'm going to steal. He said, blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, Lord, you give, and you take away. Let me say this to you tonight. As a parent, those of you who got kids, you better love your kids while you can. Because there might be a day, Brother Perry. And I'm not saying that y'all don't. I know Chris does. I know Perry does. I know everybody in here that's got kids. I know you love your kids. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say that. I'm just saying, Brother Perry, before you know it, your whole little Amos back there, there'll be a day like Alex, he can hold me now. What God's given us, let us be thankful for it. Job said, I'm going to bless the Lord, bless the name of the Lord. He gives and he takes away. I'm not trying to get you down or get you upset or anything, but I'm saying tonight, I believe this is a needful message for us to remember what God's done for us, what God's blessed us with. I'm thankful tonight for this place, for this church. Well, I tell you, I've had some hard times since I've been here. I've seen God answer some prayers for me. Brother J.C., that I didn't think God could ever do. Why? Because somebody made a decision to be faithful to God. You can be a more effective Christian if you'll be faithful to Him when tragedy strikes. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight. Lord, I'm nothing without